This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back again at Chickie's Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy May Friday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike.
Yes.
Listen, thank God we were out at the Truist Championship yesterday, not today. So our feet would be wet being out there. But nevertheless, we are here and we're riding a sweep. We're riding a sweep of the Fightins. Jackie Baseball, got to be pretty happy today. Holla at you, boy.
Yeah, I'm damn near on cloud nine. That was a big comeback win last night. Boys are back.
Yep.
Big series in Cleveland this weekend. It's exciting.
They're showing you.
They look like a real baseball team.
Yeah, they're showing you.
Yeah.
Especially after you gave up on them.
Never gave up on them.
You know what I found out from Mike today? They play golf in the rain. I had no idea. Okay. I said if we were at Truist today, I was like, yeah, it would have been canceled. He's like, nope.
Well, they play for a little bit.
Okay.
They'll play through it.
Well, it has to be a down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it was a...
And it could be lightning, obviously,
right.
because then they could
of
be
course.
Electrocuted.
Of course.
We are in the city of Ben Franklin. I don't know if you heard the story
yes.
of the key.
Yeah, I heard the story of the key and the kite. So Phil sweep the Rays.
Yeah.
Finally, we had had a couple
finally
of series. Finally get a sweep. They finally on the getaway day. And big win, too, because it was 5-1. In the sixth inning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at Val. She's looking at me. She's like, hey, you want to put on a show? I was like, yeah, there's no way they're going to win this game. I come back. It's 7-5. Had to go back and watch the rest of the game this morning. I thought they were done for.
First off, why this morning? You didn't check the phone before you went to bed? You didn't check
the phone? No, I watched the end of the game, but I wanted to watch the seventh, eighth, ninth.
Good.
No, I saw the end of the game last night.
I just didn't see this.
No,
you gave up
ninth.
On them, I know.
I did. I gave up. Well, I want to spend some quality
time.
We all did. Yeah. But it fills now 22-15, only a game and a half behind the Mets. Who would have guessed a couple weeks ago at this point that we would have been a game and a half behind the Mets, 22-15, feeling good. The one thing, even Bohm starting to hit a little bit, hitting over 300, I think, his last seven or eight games.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm not telling anyone. Trust me. I'm the last person to talk about that. But the one guy who's still probably not performing in a way that we're used to is Bryce. And, you know, it is the, as far as OPS is concerned, it's the worst start of his career. His OPS at 771. He's got his career 901. So at May 9th, his entire career, the only time he's been close was once, was 2014. Ended up tearing a ligament in his thumb, and I think at this point had only played 20 games and hadn't played the last 2 weeks anyway. And, you know, I think we've seen some signs of him battling his way out of it, but I don't know that it is just the start here if you're talking about how concerned you are about the play, because it was also the second half of last year. And I think, you know, it's similar to Bohm. When we were talking about Bohm's poor start to this year, it wasn't just the start of the year. It was that he didn't really play well in the second half of last year. So the question being, and Jack, I'll go to you first and to you if you're listening, 215-592-9494, is how worried are you about the slow start from Bryce Harper? Again, it's not just it is the slowest start of his career, and I haven't added up, you know, the All-Star break until the end of the year, but I think if you were to add up the last like 162 games, it probably wouldn't be very Bryce-like. So, Jack, I will actually start with you. How worried are you about Bryce?
So, I'm not. I think it's just a normal kind of – I think he's obviously – if this stretch happens in July, I don't think it's that big of a deal. He's going through a bit of a midseason slump. And you bring up last year, and he also was dealing with some minor injuries. I mean, he did hit over 300 in the last 2 months of the season. So, it's not like he was – flailing up there. He was actually worse in 2022 heading down the stretch run and then got hot in the postseason. So, you know, I think from the standpoint of Bryce, like, are we seeing a more watered down version of him? Like, are we seeing, like, is he lost that I a couple weeks ago talked about, has he lost that Superman cape? I think for a little bit, but I still think it's there, and I don't think he's cooked. And I think last night, if that ball just travels two more feet, we're probably not even having that this discussion today. And that ball might have been dying in left field last night. We saw the Trey one. We might get to that coming up a little bit later. But I think that this is just a slump. And I think he has looked more locked in the last week. I don't think he's looking like he doesn't want to be there like he looked before last Friday's show. I thought last Friday was an appropriate, like, what is going on with this guy? But I think that this week he has looked more locked in. He's not looking like a lost cause against some lefties. He did only have the one home run, but he's smoked a couple of baseballs. So I'm really not that concerned. I'm not really losing sleep over Bryce Harper. I think that he'll get hot. He'll get going. We'll look up in July, and we'll say, there he is. Do I think he's going to be batting 280 by July? No. I hope it's more like 265 and there's some more home runs. But overall, like, I sense it. I sense it from the city of, like, this guy's getting paid this much, and almost like we're back in year one of the contract with Bryce. And I'm a little surprised at the reaction to his start to the season when I think it just is a slump.
215-592-9494. Bryce Harper with the worst start of his career. How worried are you, Ike? Where's your worry level? Let's set the worry levels at very worried, little worried, not worried.
Yeah, not worried at all. Not worried at all. For a lot of the reasons Fritzy just said, listen, Bryce Harper will be okay by the time this thing gets to the crunch time of the season. Obviously, we don't like watching him go through what he's going through right now, but there's a lot of baseball left to be played. And you talked about 280. He will be at 280 plus when the season is over with. He just will. He'll be at 280 plus when the season is over with. He'll be somewhere between 25, 30 home runs. I mean, quite frankly, if you look at Summer's numbers and you compare it to the rest of the team, now, obviously, we're comparing him to being Bryce Harper. So I think we would all agree he's not playing at the normal Bryce Harper level.
No, not at all.
But if we were just talking about being concerned, some of his numbers I'm okay with. On-base percentage, still pretty good. Close to 360. He's still getting walked. He's, the second most walked guy on the team. Right? Second in home runs on the team, right? But he's just, I just think he's not super Bryce Harper right now. And the good thing for us is that the other guys have sort of stepped up so that when Bryce Harper finally does come around, he's going to be that jolt to the lineup that we need, much like I talk about with Alec Bohm. When you're doing what you're doing right now as the Phillies and these two guys are hitting the way that they're hitting, you got to feel pretty good if you still believe that type of ability is still in both players. And I still believe that ability is still in both players. And so when we get to the thick of the season and second half of the season, hopefully they're playing their best baseball. Right now the other guys are sort of shouldering the load. Schwarber is shouldering the load.
And they'll cool off, by the way.
Exactly. You know those guys are going to have their periods where they cool off, and that's where you're going to expect Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm to sort of pick up their end of this thing. We're still just a third of the way, if that, through this season. A lot of baseball still left to be played. Bryce Harper has been too good, too great his entire career for me to be concerned about him going through a little bit of a slump right now.
215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper's slow start to the season? Now, you guys saying you're not worried at all, mm-hmm. Actually, I think you have to be a little. I wouldn't go very worried. That's not where I am. But a little worried, I think, is fair to say. And Jack, you know, one thing you said was last year, well, he was dealing with a bunch of injuries. But that's part of it. Like, so to me, the I think where I start to get worried is I look at the combination of age, injuries, and actually where the production is going down in. Is like, so he's 32 years old, been in Major League Baseball since he was 18, and it's not just one injury. It's like, it's back stuff, it's arm stuff, it's, you know, he had Tommy John surgery. Like, it's a lot of stuff that builds up, especially the way that he plays. He plays the game really hard. So it's a combination of age, injury, and then when I look at the production, you're right, he's still getting on base. So I think he is a smart baseball player, and I think the good thing is, even as his skills start to erode, I think he is smart enough to still be productive, right? Like his physical skills are going to erode at some point.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, that's everybody though.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's different. That's different for him for anybody. But this is when it starts happening. This is the age of when it starts happening. So the good thing, just let me finish. The good thing is I don't think he is going to fall off a cliff. I don't think that we are in for a season where Bryce Harper hits, you know, 12 home runs and hits 235. I think he will find a way because he is smart to be productive enough.
Well, and that's
the difference is
what he did last year.
Yes, but he's getting on base. But that pop, that drive, that sort of explosion that you see from him when he's hitting, I feel like I haven't seen. And that's why I'm a little worried. It's just a combination of age, injury.
You keep talking about injury. He's fine. He's healthy. You're just going to speak this into existence.
No, I don't think he's ever going to be healthy.
He's healthy right now. What do you mean?
Healthy-ish, I guess.
What's wrong with him?
I just think when you have all of those things happen to you, I don't know that any of those things actually go away.
Well, my thing is he's as healthy as any other player that's played. Like all these guys got nicks and crannies and injuries history. They all do. Like, this is one of the reasons why I'm not concerned about Bryce Harper. The age thing the injury factor would concern me along with the age if that were the case right now. He's completely healthy. He's just going through a little bit of a slump.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That as long as he's healthy, he's going to fight his way out of it. That's why I'm not concerned. If this guy is healthy, he's going to fight his way out of this. Now, if there was a nagging injury, he was dealing, then I would sort of be like, you know what? Yeah, you're getting up there in age, man. That's when these things, you start getting these little nagging injuries. But I'm knocking on wood. I'm not speaking that into existence. He's perfectly fine over there at first base. He's on a damn lazy boy chair over there at first base. It's the easiest position to play out there.
Hold on. Well, man. He's not like a catter.
Well, not when Bohm and Trey Turner are throwing the ball to you. It's not the easiest job. There's a lot of digging the ball out of the dirt and jumping and, you know.
But that's the most he has to do over there.
Yeah, sure.
That's the most he has to do over there.
All right, 215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper? And we do have a very different next question today. Mm-hmm. Very different. So yesterday during the show, we had a few moments where people – now, nobody wanted to ask me a question, but Jack
– I was wondering when you were going to bring that
up. Yeah, well,
it's
true.
I could see you over there. You're like, is anyone going to ask me anything?
Well, I don't care.
Well, I know. If it's Sixer season,
directed
your way.
So for next question today, we're going to have an AMA Friday.
That's right.
Where you get to ask one of us – can't be all three – one of us a question at the – can be about anything. You know, it could be about Jack's paternity leave if you want. You know,
the whole 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow.
How did the show survive? Wow.
It got a little better.
You could ask. No, it didn't. You could ask. Ike, if he really did start the fight down in Atlanta with
you Darryl can. Carter. You
and
can.
Then he'll say no, of course not. We'll bring on Trotter. He'll say no, of course not. And then people will be like, yeah, Ike. Why'd you start the fight with
yes.
Trotter?
Yeah, absolutely. So for next question today, it is an AMA Friday. You can ask one of us anything and make it second. Please make it second. It is next question, not first question. How worried are you about Bryce Harper? 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter back in his proper position.
Finally.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP, bullied into calling at the right time.
Hey, yo, we back, babe. Hey, yo, I'm so happy that we back. Yo, Spike Doughton, the team. I'm back leading off, Lord. Like, hey, we might be going on a run.
He didn't even say anything.
Hey, the team.
We might be going on a run. He questioning Bryce Harper. See, everybody back in their normal spike. Fight questioning the good player. I'm leading off. Hey, man, it's a good Friday, yo. But am I worried about Bryce? No, I ain't worried about Bryce because, see, everybody else doing their job. Remember when everybody was worried about Jalen and I told y'all when we needed to deliver – he going to deliver. Hey, we ain't even got to June yet. So everybody talking about Schwarber going to cool off. We know June, Schwarber coming right around the corner. My boy Stoddy doing what I thought he was going to do. Hit the home run last night. You know what I'm saying? Bohm starting to play a little better. The only gray spot in the corner is Trey Turner. You know what I'm saying?
He's hitting 300.
Taiwan Walker. You know what I'm saying? People doing stuff they not supposed to do. And we worried about Bryce Harper. Listen. Bryce Harper going to show up when we need him. When he was stressed out last week, when he was stressed out, we were talking, that's because other people weren't doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be blasphemous and throw this out there, but you know, when we need him, he going to be there. You know, he may not come when we want him, but he going to be there on time. And Bryce, that's always what he going to do. He getting the body right. You know, he going through a little.
That's a biblical saying, going, too, you know, for everybody.
But yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's going to deliver when we need him to. Everybody else just do your job, and when we need that guy to deliver, he will. Just like.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing about this as what I said about Jalen. They always need him. I mean, like, this isn't a situation where he can just show up in the playoffs.
I get what you're saying. Like some people. All I know is five series in a row. If they keep doing this up, you know what I'm saying, he's going to be there.
Sure.
Sometimes the leader needs the other guys to carry him.
I agree.
I can't be Superman every single day. But when I got to be Superman, when it's a necessity, he's going to be able to do it. Fight, just calm down. Listen,
right, like sometimes we have other people that lead off the show, right? You know, but when we need them,
yeah.
There
we
he
need them all the time.
There you go. There you go.
I will say this, though. It has been fun watching the Phillies over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I believe it would come around, but there's that part of you that when you're watching a baseball team that's struggling, it is like it's torture. Like baseball games when the team is not playing well is not fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like when they are playing this way, and you mentioned Stott, Corey, like Stott has been awesome this year. Earning that spot in the leadoff.
Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan's been better. Taiwan's absolutely been better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even
that home run from Stott
last night. Yep.
Hey, Sue, you know what I'm saying? Lizardo, he might be the best on the team. He might be the best pitcher on the team. Now, we know by status he's not. But the way he's playing, he might be playing as the best pitcher on the team. And he ain't even the number one guy. So that's somebody else that to elevate their game that we know. We got two guys that Cy Young-level pitchers on the team. You know what I'm saying? So we going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be all right, guys.
Cool.
It's like I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Look how happy the show is.
All right. Wow, look at this. It's like,
are you going to the game this weekend? I mean, come on, man. They're in Cleveland. How far is Cleveland from you?
I might slide through, you know what I'm saying? You know.
All right. The boys need you.
Corey,
I like to show everybody where I want to be at. Cause
yeah.
Know,
oh, would you stop? All right. No, you can't tell anyone where you're going to be at.
What the hell?
People might want to slide through and take pictures and all that, and I don't got time for all that. You know what
all
what
right.
Saying?
Corey, for next
year. Ask me a question. So, look, I'm about to make you sweat. I'm about to ask Jack a question.
Okay.
Shoot.
Hey, Jack, out of all the callers, all the ones, who do you feel like you got the best connection with?
Oh, you got to answer.
Yeah.
It's a big one, Corey.
Well, I got a couple.
No, you got to answer.
No, I actually do feel like closer to Corey because we're like almost the same age. So like we get each other. But I got a good relationship with a lot of the callers.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And they all hate you now.
Just say Corey's number one.
Yeah, well, the one I'm closest with.
Yeah.
Not during football season. We're not that close.
215-592-9494. How worried are you about Bryce Harper's slow start? He mentioned Lizardo. I thought that was Jack, you'll remember this from me from Sanchez last year. When the guys have their great stuff and they're dominating, they're fun to watch.
Huh?
But to me, I like watching when they don't have it. And Lizardo getting into the sixth inning last night after throwing, 30 pitches in the first inning. I think he was at 60-something in the third. Just sort of battling his way through that game when he didn't have much command. I thought was the sign of a guy who has seems like he's maturing a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it was a grinded-out affair for old Lizardo last night. And
which start is this?
Of the season?
Yeah.
Seven,
maybe, I want to say. Seven?
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
What?
Does he not have some sort of limitation on pitches and innings?
He did. He threw 100 pitches last night.
Well, no, I mean in the past.
Oh, he's worried about maybe he's
injury. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm worried about the effectiveness the more he's out there.
Don't now, put that on him.
No, I'm just saying that the more times he's out there.
Yeah, no. Well, it's real. But what was nice, though, is
that's why I asked how many were at seven.
Yep,
okay,
yep.
I guess I won't get concerned after the 10th start. I'll see what he looks like then.
It was nice. He was still – at least he was hitting 97 still in the sixth. So, at least velocity-wise, he wasn't, sitting 95. He was 95, I think he'd be concerned. But, he was definitely he didn't have great feel for his off-speed all night. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was nervous, honestly, in the first. I know. Here we go.
Please, Jesus.
Yeah, when are we going to see Hernandez?
I'm so glad this series is over with.
You're over the George Steinbrenner field?
Yeah, I'm good.
it was pretty
That
Mickey
was three
Mouse.
Days of nonsense looking at that.
Because the Caminero ball in the first inning doesn't go out of any other ballpark in the league, I don't think.
Stott hit the ball out of the stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Stott hit the ball out of the stadium.
Meanwhile, I don't think that reaches the second deck at CBP.
No, I don't think. Now he hit it good.
He smoked it.
He hit it good.
Yeah,
but
I think they said 400 feet, right?
Yeah, it was killed, but also, to leave the stadium is a little dramatic.
Yeah.
Yep. There was definitely – you really feel like you're watching it. I haven't watched games in the A's. I haven't watched A's home game.
Wait for that.
But Tampa – A's,
do we have to go to –
We're there at the end of the month. It's worse.
It's worse than Tampa? Well, Tampa's pretty good for a spring training stadium. Tampa is a real stadium.
Because it's the Yankees.
Yes.
If it was actually Tampa's, we know what it would look like.
The Yankees actually have half of their operation is in Tampa.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah. So that's a real stadium for a spring training
stadium. Yeah, Sacramento is worse. It's
I can only imagine
pad.
What that's going to look like.
It's a launching pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Maybe some guy's getting right.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe Paul hits two home runs.
Well, I know. Well, it's hard to tell how real the power in the offense is, I think, this week. Well, if they go to Cleveland and then continue, not offense, I think I feel good about a lot of base hits, but power wise, we'll see in Cleveland.
I'm a little excited to watch Cleveland to see my guy,
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, he's tearing it up this year.
You've been a Kwansman for a while.
I have. All right, coming up next. What?
No, it's like,
Steve Kwan's great. He's great. Coming up next,
first I've heard of him,
Brandon Graham. Maybe reveal something.
I'm looking at BG right now.
Where is he?
Oh, there he is.
Good Morning Football.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Well, speaking of which, Brandon Graham may have revealed something about the Eagles offense for next year, and I have a bone to pick with the morning show host of WIP.
There we go.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Bryce Harper? What's your worried level? Very worried, little worried, not worried at all with his slow start this year. We're Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We are just a few weeks away from the official kickoff to summer. Free toll Friday from the Farley Toll Plaza, where we'll do our show, and Pete will pay for your tolls.
There you go.
Details at chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.